Today's reading begins in Luke chapter 12, verse 22. Luke chapter 12, verse 22. And he said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried, for all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and all these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." I'm also going to read from Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 19. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Verse 24, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' The Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." So Luke worded this a little bit differently than Matthew does, and we're probably more familiar with the way that Matthew wrote all this together. But the point between the two is exactly the same. Why are you anxious? What makes you anxious? What are you worried about? What are you concerned about? And I think that the past year with the pandemic has exposed a lot of our concerns. It has brought to light the fact that we really need to place our confidence in the Lord. We don't know what's going to happen to us today or tomorrow or any other day. Every day, everything that we undertake is a risk. You have to undertake a risk going down the road in your car. We need to be prepared for the day of judgment. We talk all the time about the end will come as a thief in the night, so we need to be ready. Well, we need to take confidence in that. If we are ready, because the Lord may come at any moment, then we are ready if something fails with our health or if something else happens to us that we pass this life. That is what we're preparing for, isn't it? We are preparing for that heavenly abode, aren't we? All I'm saying is, be careful what you're anxious about. Jesus says, sufficient for the day is its own trouble. We got enough to deal with today. And then when tomorrow comes, I'll have enough to deal with tomorrow as well. But he also says, you know, the necessities of life, we need to have some faith in God that he is going to provide for our needs in some providential manner. I don't pretend to always understand the providential working of God, but I do understand that he does work in ways that I can't see. And he says, I'm going to make sure you're taken care of in one way or another. It may not always be the way we like, and it may not be the way we expect, but God does provide for us, even if we do have to be dependent on each other in the brotherhood. Matthew 6 also made it clear that Jesus is addressing where we place our confidence too. In the stating, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where it can be destroyed, it can be stolen, it can go away, it can disappear. Don't place your trust in those things. Lay up your treasures in heaven. But verse 24 stated, no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and money. If your trust is going to be in money, then it cannot be in God, and vice versa. We have to have certain things to make it through this life. Our society is based on exchanging currency for things. So we do have to have some, but he's saying don't place your trust there because it can disappear and it can be gone. I think we could also say the same about trusting that we have a certain amount of life left. We need to be careful that we're not trusting in the world more than we're trusting in God himself. It is simply too easy to become materially focused, whether on life or on things or on money. The world spends all of its time planning, worrying, and trying to resolve problems without God considered within the picture. And that should not be the way that we live our life. Because we have some thing, God himself, to place our trust beyond what the world has, that should be a source of comfort so that the anxiety falls by the wayside. So Jesus says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God wants to bless us. We are adopted into the family of God when we are a Christian. And so even if we live through this life, you know, without a lot of things that maybe we'd like to have, or without some measure of great possessions or funds, God wants to give us something incredible, something great. He wants to give us a heavenly home with him in his presence. And even if we are, as Jesus says, a little flock, a small group, maybe overlooked or unnoticed by the world, God says the kingdom is for you. In verse 33 of Luke 12, he says, sell your possessions and give to the needy. Now that's a big step because God is asking that we participate. If there is one needy among us, then we are part of that plan to provide for them. We see to each other's needs. So if they don't have the food that they need in order to eat today, then I'm going to pull it out and I'm going to give it to them. If they don't have the clothing that they need in order to provide protection from the environment today, then it's up to me to give of what I have and sacrifice for them. And if I was in those positions, then likewise they would be doing that for me. Trust is absolutely appropriate to this position that he's calling us to be, this position in which we trust God and we trust each other. We need to think about what we get anxious about today. Don't be anxious about the pandemic, the coronavirus. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. Don't be anxious about, you know, whether you've got enough to make it through. No, just worry about today while it's today. Be faithful today while you have the opportunity to be faithful in this day. And so we can pray that we have the courage to place our confidence in him, to let go of the things that bring us anxiety, and to trust him completely with all of our heart, and pray that we might lay up those treasures in heaven, do the things that righteousness calls us to do, so that we might be found faithful in the end, and we can have that true, lasting hope. Thank you for listening, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.